Lesson 21, Listening B. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to my talk on the future of alternative medicine. To begin with, I'm sure that in the future there will be many more alternative therapies available which will work alongside conventional Western medicine. I believe that in 50 years' time, we'll find doctors who practice both Western and alternative medicine. For example, I'm convinced that some doctors will be using iridology, that is, looking at the patient's eyes to diagnose the illness, as part of standard procedure. I feel that more doctors will come to accept the importance of homeopathy, which, as you know, is a therapy which uses small doses of substances that, in larger amounts, would actually produce the symptoms of a disease in healthy people. However, these help a sick body fight the same disease. I think many doctors will also find that alternative therapies are safer than some of today's conventional treatments, which often produce dangerous side effects. The physician of the future will not be concerned merely with illnesses of the body. He or she will also make effort to contribute to a patient's mental health. There are many therapies that can help people feel calmer and more relaxed. Aromatherapy, which uses perfumes, is an example. I am sure it will be used widely to treat stress and stress-related disorders. Pain, too, can be relieved with the use of alternative therapies. Acupuncture, a technique used in traditional Chinese medicine, is a good example. Here, needles are inserted into the body at certain points to channel the body's positive energy to areas where it is needed to fight pain. It has been used to treat nausea and chronic pain as well, with very good results. I firmly believe that the doctors of the future will use these kinds of therapies more and less drugs whenever possible.